The word today is time. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. Time is strictly an earthly concept created for us as human beings. But with God, there is no time. He is eternal with no beginning and no end. And He is never late. Here to lead us deeper into this idea is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Time.
We are told in the fifth chapter of Romans some beautiful, beautiful statements. In fact, if you knew you were going to an island and you could only select several books of the Bible that you would take with us, I think one of them would certainly be the letter of St. Paul to the congregation in Rome, known as the Book of Romans. There are so many key chapters. One is Romans 5. And, of course, another one is Romans 8. There are so many of them throughout the book of Romans. But one of them that I particularly like here is in Romans, the fifth chapter, the first 8 verses. In fact, I hope you will mark this in your Bible. Maybe put it in the cover of your Bible somewhere. Because there are 3 statements made right here in the opening 8 verses of the fifth chapter of Romans that can be used to help people find their salvation in Jesus Christ. These are fantastic statements. Verse 1 of Romans 5 is one of them. Another one is verse 6. And a final one is verse 8. We're going to look at all 3 of these in our little message here today with each of our guests that are listening. And I'll cover all 3 of them, but I want to just talk a moment about time. You know, time is really something. The question appears once in a while, why is God waiting a long time before he returns and brings about judgment day, the end of the world? Well, the truth is that God is not waiting a long time. You see, time is only relevant to human beings. God made the sun, the moon, and the stars, and days, and so on, and months for us here on earth as human beings. With God, there is no time. As a matter of fact, it explains it in God's word that a day is like 1,000 years, 1,000 years is like a second. You know, you can put this in any way you want. I heard a cute little story once, and I don't usually tell jokes about the biblical record or what the Bible says, but this one really has a moral to it and a real teaching to it. A little boy was listening to God, and God was explaining that 1,000,000 years is like a second in God's timing, because there is no timing with God. You see, it's eternity. It's without beginning and without end. There is no time at all. And so people that ask questions like what happens to people that die between the time that they die and judgment day? Well, of course, with God, there is no time. They are with God. Well, anyway, this little boy was asking about time, and God explained to him that with God, there is no time. A second is just like 1,000,000 years. And then the little boy asked him about money. And Jesus said, well, $1 trillion is just like a penny. $1 trillion is just like a penny. And the boy thought about that, and he thought about that, and he said, do you think that I could have one of those pennies? And Jesus said, sure, in a second. In other words, you know, don't try and play games with God. Don't think that he's going to make you wealthy and so on. It might be in 1,000,000 years. In other words, in God's timing, in God's timing. Well, I like to think about God's timing because it's always on time. God is never, ever late. Now, it's interesting that usually God isn't early either. A lot of times he may bless you early in preparation for something that's coming in your life, but generally speaking, you don't get that added power and that added insight and that added wisdom until you actually need it. and that actual strength that he promises you when you're in the middle of suffering. You know, it comes as you need it, as you need it, and your faith grows as you need it. This is marvelous about God's timing. He is never, ever late. And the reason I'm referring to that is that it is actually right here in this text. And it says, at the right time, for at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. Now, isn't that interesting? It's the same type of statement at the birth of Christ. At the right time, Christ came, born of the Virgin Mary, at precisely the right moment, not 1 second later. And so also here in this section of the Holy Scriptures, we're told about these wonderful promises of God that came at precisely the right time, that Jesus came at the right time and died for our sins. You know, it also talks in this text about hope. It talks about it several different ways. Once it talks in the beginning there, beginning at verse 1, about the hope that is in us. For the glory, we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. That's in verse 2. Now, whenever you talk about the kingdom of God and its relationship to glory, we're talking about heaven. The kingdom of God has several aspects to it. It is the kingdom of power, as Jesus Christ, King of Kings, rules over all things. And we need to remember that. I think it's so difficult to remember because we think of certain rulers, we think of certain countries at war, and we think certain political parties are in charge. And the truth is, God is in charge of all things, and he can control all things any way he wishes them to go. And we need to remember that. That's the kingdom of power. Then there's the kingdom of grace. Grace, as all Christians know, means undeserved blessing, that we do not deserve forgiveness. We did not do anything to earn it. We cannot do anything to earn it. It is God's gracious and free gift out of his love for us. And so the kingdom of grace is the Christian church. As we hear God's word and receive the sacraments, we are in touch with God's goodness and his kingdom of grace, the Holy Christian Church. And then the final part of God's kingdom is the kingdom in which he assures us we will have eternity with him without end. See, there's no time there either. And the kingdom of glory is heaven. We will be with God without end. There will be no death there. There will be no sorrow there, no grief, no tears. And so when it says here in the beginning, verses 1 and 2, that we will have faith, we have faith, and we have this wonderful hope and certainty of the glory, in the hope of the glory of God. That's talking about our heavenly home. And so we will have that with God. Now that's the first verse, and actually the second verse too, of Romans chapter 5. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that fantastic? Peace with God. Peace with God through faith. Not earned, not deserved, but by God's goodness, he gave it to us through faith. Let's look at the second key verse here, which is verse 6. For while we were still weak, at the right time, see, here's that timingness, the timingness of God, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. Did you notice that? For the ungodly, for sinners. Not when we had tried to do everything we could and we were working so hard and God was so pleased with us. He saw that we were trying to be good and he saw that our heart was good and he thought everything was going well. And he says, well, they're behaving so well and so wonderful. I guess maybe I ought to save them. Is that what it says? No, it doesn't say that at all. Far from it. It says, while we were ungodly, still in our sins, at the right time, God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. Isn't that fantastic? You show that verse to anyone who is trying to find the way to heaven, to anyone who's trying to find Christ, and it'll mean the world to them. It will show them the promise that God is their Savior through faith. Now look at the verse 8, which is the third special verse that I lifted out here from this text. Verse 8, but God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. I just think these are some of the most beautiful verses in the entire New Testament, and I hope you will share them with friends and neighbors and be prepared. Mark this in the cover of your Bible so that if someone's trying to find the way to Jesus or trying to find the way of salvation, they can see here that their sins have been taken away. They have been washed clean by Jesus Christ. He is the Savior of the world, and everything in the timing. By the way, don't try to predict the timing of the Holy Spirit as he converts people. Some people are converted very, very quickly, almost instantaneously. Others, it takes quite a while, maybe years, and maybe five or six different people to witness to them so that the message becomes clear through maybe a decade. So leave the timing there up to God also. God is a perfect timekeeper. He knows exactly when to intervene and exactly the moment to bring someone to faith and salvation. So leave everything up to God. Just use these three beautiful scriptures, verses from the fifth chapter of Romans. Romans chapter 5, verse 1, and Romans chapter 5, verse 6, and Romans chapter 5, verse 9. I think you'll find them very impressive. You should probably even commit them to memory and use them in your own life because they're marvelous. And remember the timing of God, the timing of hope and deliverance is totally his. He will be with you, and you will have the knowledge of his presence and the joy of his presence in your healing, in your strengthening, in your courage, and every way that God wants to be with you and walk with you in your life. His timing will be perfect for you, just as it is for every child of God. Be assured, God hears your prayers, and he will answer your prayers.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.